Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Peep Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Maroc, and on this episode, I'm giving you the results of our little EVP experiment from episode 17. If you haven't listened to that episode, it's okay. I'll replay the clips in this one and give you the context of each one as we review the answers from everyone who filled out the survey form. A huge thanks to all who did. As a review, electronic voice phenomenon, known as EVP, are sounds found on electronic recordings that were not heard in real time as the recordings were made. Typically interpreted as the voices of spirits, guides, or other non-physical entities, they are often prized by paranormal investigators. As of this recording, we don't actually know how it works, and I'll be the first to admit that many EVP are weak and may be the result of misinterpreted sounds such as stomach growls, noisy air ducts, or even animals that the investigators just didn't make note of while recording. That's why when my team, the National Society of Paranormal Investigation and Research, INSPIRE for short, does an investigation, we have certain rules we follow during EVP sessions. Rule number one, no whispering. Whispering can be misconstrued upon playback, especially if you don't review your audio until days or even weeks later. Rule number two, announce every sound. Whether it's stomach growls or other bodily noises, creaky floorboards, a refrigerator cycling, or an HVAC unit kicking on, name it. No matter how embarrassing it might be, announce it. Otherwise, you won't really know what's anomalous when you sit down to listen to your audio later. Rule number three, if you find something anomalous during your audio review, when you send the clip to the rest of the team, do not say what you think it is until after everyone has had a chance to listen and form their own opinions. And this rule was the most important rule of this episode, because the minute you tell someone what you think you hear, they are more likely to hear the same thing or something close to it. You've tainted their interpretation, you're ruining the experience, and in our case, the experiment. The forum closed on June 24th, so now you're free to chat on the Facebook group page, Twitter, Instagram, and amongst yourselves about what you think you heard. While the episode had more downloads than any other episode I've published so far, I only had 32 legitimate form fills. Again, thanks to all who took a few minutes out of your day to participate. I realize that for some, especially if your speakers or headphones aren't good quality, the actual EVP might have been frustratingly hard to hear. Believe it or not, these are some of the best I've captured. Many over the years have been too questionable and thrown out for potentially being an unclaimed stomach growl or something along those lines. Given our rules about whispering, when I hear someone that I'm investigating with whisper, I call it out immediately. None of the voices on these captures were from my cohorts in the room. I am 100% sure of that fact. The request of the participants was simple. Type out what you hear in the EVP capture, and if you can't make it out, type unknown. Or if you could make out some but not all, fill out what you could and use unknown for the part that you couldn't. So now, as we review those 7 clips, I'll give you the context for each one and I'll share the 2 most popular answers after I play them again for anyone who hasn't listened to episode 17. By the way, if I gave all the background for each of these EVP, this would be a very long episode. If you want to know more, I wrote a book and published it back in 2019 called Please Don't Call Me Psychic, Stories from My Paranormal Life, in which I detail the stories about these investigations and more. It's available at Amazon and other booksellers in paperback and on Amazon Kindle. If you're in the Wake County, NC area, the Wake County Public Libraries have a total of 10 copies available for checkout across the county. Okay, now here we go. For this first clip, I asked you to type what you hear after you hear me say before I joined.
Another story about this room is we got the EVP for one of the first times here. It was before I joined. And the EVP doesn't make sense to the conversation, but it sounds like somebody's saying. Another story about this room is we got the EVP for one of the first times here. It was before I joined. And the EVP doesn't make sense to the conversation, but it sounds like somebody's saying. Another story about this room is we got the EVP for one of the first times here. It was before I joined. And the EVP doesn't make sense to the conversation, but it sounds like somebody's saying.
In this clip, another female investigator and myself were sitting in the so-called overseer's house at the Mordecai Historic Park in Raleigh, North Carolina. Inspire had the contract with the city of Raleigh to investigate this property twice per year and report our findings at the Haunted Mordecai Festival, which is the park's biggest fundraiser each year. We love investigating there, and I have a special fondness for the place since that is where I met the group. During their first time presenting at Haunted Mordecai, I was in the audience, and I was so impressed with the methods and scientific mindedness of the presentation that I asked how to get involved. I was on my first investigation with Inspire in less than a month, and the rest is history. When this clip was recorded, I was describing an EVP captured in the overseer's house during the group's first year of investigating the property. That was before I joined, which is what I was saying right before the voice on the clip said whatever it did. So what did you hear? The most popular answer was unknown, and I'm not surprised. The mix of potential other words were truly all over the place, but the second most popular answer was hush. Within Inspire, I don't think we ever reached a consensus on this one, which is not unusual for a whispered EVP. To me, it sounds like a male, and it's one, maybe 2 syllables. I say one because we are in the South, and true Southern speakers often make one-syllable words into 2 syllables. I'm not poking fun. I spent many of my formative years in Mississippi, and I used to do the same thing. On occasion, I still do. For the second clip, you were to type what you heard after George says, "That's interesting."
And around the window, and nothing's moving. That's interesting.
I'm going to walk over to the door and just see if I feel a draft around the door, since we know there's holes around this door.
See, I would think if it were coming through the fireplace or something like that, it would affect the whole room.
And around the window, and nothing's moving. That's interesting.
I'm going to walk over to the door and just see if I feel a draft around the door, since we know there's holes around this door.
See, I would think if it were coming through the fireplace or something like that, it would affect the whole room.
And around the window, and nothing's moving. That's interesting.
I'm going to walk over to the door and just see if I feel a draft around the door, since we know there's holes around this door.
See, I would think if it were coming through the fireplace or something like that, it would affect the whole room.
Once again, we were at Mordecai Historic Park for this one, and a group of three investigators were in the Allen kitchen. It's an old plantation kitchen that was moved to the park from another property. It's a freestanding, single-room building with a huge fireplace at one end. Plantation kitchens were often separate buildings from the main house for a few reasons, including the heat they generated. Not pleasant during southern summers prior to the invention of air conditioning. And for safety. If the fire spread from the fireplace to the rest of the building, only the kitchen would burn down, not the main house. There are almost always bundles of dried herbs hanging from the ceiling of the kitchen by string. And one of the things often witnessed there is a single bundle out of many turning on its own volition, while others remain stationary. It happens during public tours of the park, and it nearly always happened during our investigations. These bundles are right next to each other in a row, and it doesn't matter which one moves, the others do not. There were three investigators during this EVP session: George, the founder and president of Inspire, Penny, and me. And a bundle was moving. George was sitting near the door while Penny and I were walking around the room feeling for any source of airflow that might cause the single bundle of herbs to rotate in a circle. You hear the three of us discussing and explaining our movements. As I said earlier, we call out anything that might cause a floorboard to squeak or any other sound that might be recorded. After George said, "That's interesting," there is a whisper. The three of us and the rest of our team agreed that this one sounded like it was saying, "Good girl." The most popular answer to the survey was unknown, but many did hear a female voice. The second most popular answer was, "Good girl." Most of you also picked up on a possible second EVP in this clip after Penny said what she did about looking for a draft around the door, and we heard it too. To me, it sounds like it repeated "good girl," but it's even softer than the first, and nobody is sure about that one. In the third clip, what did you hear after "knock three times"?
You know that bar? Knock three times. Johnny's
here.
You know that bar?
Knock three times.
Johnny's here. You know that bar?
Knock three times.
Johnny's
here.
This clip was also recorded in the Allen kitchen, and I should probably explain that when we've been investigating from about 7 p.m. into the wee hours of the morning, I start to get a little punchy and a bit silly. It was about 3 a.m. when we were in the kitchen asking for a sign other than the herbs moving, which they'd already done for us many times that night. I was asking for a nice strong knock on the walls or the ceiling so that it couldn't be mistaken for the wind or the creakiness of the old building. And I was inspired to break out into song, very poorly. Apparently somebody who was not one of the physical people in the room didn't appreciate my singing. The most popular interpretation from the survey of the loud whisper you hear, and the one most of our Inspire members agree with at that time, was "not in here." The second most popular answer was "get out of here." And a few of you answered, "Johnny's here." Which makes me wonder if horror movies are coloring your EVP experience. In the fourth clip, what did you hear after I asked, "Why that time?"
Why that time? Why that time? Why that time?
This investigation was one of our creepier ones for many reasons. The activity in a private residence we investigated started with the use of a Ouija board. We were invited to the home because, among other things, the family's large Rottweiler was waking them up, barking at the wall over the bed in the master bedroom at about 3 a.m. every night. You can imagine that when they couldn't find any mundane explanation for weeks of that behavior, they were sleep deprived and on edge. This clip was recorded while sitting in the master bedroom during an EVP session when I asked why that time, referring to 3 a.m. The most popular answer on the questionnaire was again unknown. The second most popular answer was, can you see me? Personally, as many times as I've listened to this one over the years, I've leaned toward unknown, but it's definitely four syllables in a male voice. A couple of years ago, while I was writing the book, I listened again on a different set of headphones and got chills when I heard it seemingly more clearly. It sounded like, it pleases me. That is a very creepy statement if it's a true interpretation. The idea that something causing activity that started after the use of a Ouija board, intelligently answering, that it causes the dog to bark angrily at the wall above the couple's bed at 3 a.m. simply because it pleases me, is the epitome of meanness and selfishness. In the fifth clip, what did you hear after? Is there someone else in the study who's going to converse with us?
Or is there someone else in the study who is going to converse with us?
Yes.
He is. Or is there someone else in the study who is going to converse with us?
Yes.
He is. Or is there someone else in the study who is going to converse with us?
Yes.
He is.
The investigation where I caught this clip was such an interesting night. Inspire used to run a meetup group in Raleigh, and on occasion we'd take members of the group on investigations with us to either vet potential new Inspire members or to just show them how we approach investigations. The night of this clip was Inspire's first investigation of the home of one of the members of that meetup group, and he was willing to let us use his home as a training ground. First, we wanted to investigate with just our core members. The homeowner and I immediately clicked on a sort of intuitive level. When I was around him, my abilities as a sensitive, intuitive empath were stronger, as if he were somehow amplifying them. It was pretty cool. When this EVP was recorded, we were sitting in the dining room of the home, taking turns asking questions. I asked, is there someone else in the study that's going to converse with us? And most who filled out the survey heard yeah or yes. There were three different affirmative answers. The first one was not anybody sitting in the room with us. The second and third were me and the homeowner, both of us getting a strong answer intuitively at the same time. You can imagine how thrilled I was to hear that first quieter yes when reviewing my audio days later. In the sixth clip, what did you hear after EVP session number one?
EVP session number one.
Walter D.
EVP session number one.
Walter D.
EVP session number one.
Walter D.
This clip is my absolute favorite to listen to. Every single time I hear it, I grin from ear to ear. The clarity and enthusiasm from this voice of someone who was not seen physically in the room, but absolutely wanted to participate in the conversation, is amazing. At the beginning of each EVP session, we go around the room and introduce ourselves, mostly for voice recognition when we're reviewing the audio later. Each one of the five of us in the room had just said our names, and Derek was saying EVP session number one, which was followed by our location in the building. Before he could say the location, this clear as day but kind of strange, to me almost cartoonish sounding voice, stated his name for us. Most of you heard Walter D, with the second most popular answer being Walter P. In this case, we actually know it to be Walter P, because the name matched a person who was deceased, but in life was well known to hang out at this place and talk with everyone who entered because he just loved it there so much. To be clear, we had no idea a Walter even existed until we brought this clip to the business owners and played it for them. They were astounded when they heard it, and we got some rare validation for an even rarer crystal clear EVP. Thank you, Walter P. And finally, in the seventh clip, what did you hear after "please come in"?
Here you are outside the door. Please come in. Here you are outside the door. Please come in. Here you are outside the door. Please come in.
This one takes us back to Mordecai Historic Park, and it's my favorite capture from all the many investigations we did there. The reason? There were three women, including myself, in the main house at the time. That was it. The doors were locked, and the rest of the group was on the other side of the property investigating one of the outbuildings. We were in an upstairs bedroom on the second floor, tired and relaxing on the floor because it was after 2 a.m. and you don't sit on the furniture in this house. All three of us started hearing the sound of light footsteps and fabric rustling in the hallway just outside the bedroom door. It was as if someone was pacing out there, but we didn't see anyone and we knew we were the only ones inside the house. Tommy said, "We hear you outside the door. Please come in." And we waited in silence for something to happen. Nothing did, and the sounds ceased. You can imagine my surprise when I heard a male voice answering us on the recording. I nearly threw my Sony noise-canceling headset across the room. I was so shocked. Not only did we get a man's response to a question, but it was more than just a syllable or two. The second most popular answer to this survey was unknown. The first most popular started with, "So, I," and the rest is unknown. And that pretty much fits Inspire's consensus. It's a nice long answer in the voice of a male when there was no male investigator in the house, but it's not clear at all. I still love it. You might have noticed that all these EVP were from my own investigations, and that's because I was there when they were recorded, and I can vouch for their authenticity. I have more, but I thought these were the most interesting and the ones most likely to be heard through various kinds of speakers. Now that you've heard them all and learned what other people thought was said, did that change your answers? Did you hear something completely different from what everyone else did? Feel free to go to the Facebook group page and let us know your thoughts. Thanks to everyone who participated, and thanks, as always, for listening. I hope it was as fun and fascinating for you as it was for me. If you have an idea for a show topic, you can fill out the contact form at peeppodcast.com. That's peeppodcast.com. Remember, that stands for People Experiencing Everyday Paranormal. If I can find a study about it, I'll be happy to use it. Also, if you're interested in sharing your own personal stories of paranormal experiences, I'd love to have you on the show. It can be as anonymous as you'd like. You can keep up with the show on its Facebook page, facebook.com/peeppodcast. As I mentioned, we also have a growing group linked from that page in case you're interested in joining the conversation over there. If you like the podcast, please give it some rating love on your favorite podcast app. Share it with friends and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Doing so will also help the podcast be found by others. If you're interested in supporting the show financially, I've set up a Patreon page at patreon.com/NicoleMaroc. Patrons will receive special thanks and some para-nerd perks. You can also look for the Peep Podcast shop at tpublic.com for t-shirts, stickers, magnets, and other merchandise. Those links are also in the show notes. No matter how you support the show, listening, telling others about it, Patreon, or sporting a t-shirt, I truly appreciate your being here. Thanks again for listening. Stay safe and be well.
Why?